Andrew and Daryl Grant are what we call underground marketers, silently making a fortune from home without any publicity or fanfare. And we've been very lucky to actually have them attend World Internet Summit. They've previously ran a consulting business until they realized they were working 7 days a week instead of living a life. And in their first year using the internet, a new internet secret, they turned over $250,000 from home. That's not bad for your first year, is it? And on average, they earn around about $844 per day. And I have heard that's actually increased at the time of this interview, so they are going fantastically. They're an amazing husband and wife team. And they believe that making lots of money does not require hard work. Andrew and Daryl, how do you do it?
How we do it? Wow, that's the big question, I suppose. Surprisingly, it's fairly easy. Daryl, I suppose, can take us through some of the steps, but we'd just like to say it's the internet's one of the main sources of what we do, and we use the internet and to sell information, I suppose. Information is our main product that we sell.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, let me ask you this. Why is the internet so important to you?
The thing about selling on the internet is that you just have such a huge number of people looking for information. And so if you know how to find those people, if you know how to put a good offer to them, then people will buy all day long. It just absolutely astounded us, the actual volume of people who are out there looking for good information. And how easy it is just to tap into that. If you have a good structured process to identify what it is that people are after, and then a good process to actually deliver it to them, then the money just flows in. And it's almost like magic, isn't it, Andrew? I know it for us, once we actually had it working, I think our first month we made about $5,000 US, and we thought, wow, this is amazing. But
must be a mistake, they've got to ask for it back or something.
But the exciting thing was our second month, we actually made about $17,000.
So first month, $5,000. Second month, $17,000. You guys must have thought, what is this business all about?
Well, we just kept pinching ourselves because we started at the end of 2004, so that was in November 2004. And typically for us, that time of year, you know, working as management consultants, that time of year was just horrible because everyone would go on holiday and so no one would be booking us for jobs, and Christmas is always very lean. So suddenly to have all this money coming in, and that's all US dollars too, I should say.
So in the Christmas period where usually you'd be holidaying or having to take a nice break, and suddenly you're actually making money without doing any work at all.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually having a break and we're able to enjoy it because we've got money coming in rather than
having to worry about where's the next job going to come from after Christmas and getting everything geared back up and starting again and
paying all the Christmas bills and that sort of stuff. Suddenly, it just made the world of difference.
So suddenly it seems like you were not playing by the rules that you were used to and what everyday Australians have to abide by.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, it really was so different from what we'd been doing before. You know, before we were exchanging hours for dollars and it was just constantly working to get the money coming in to pay the bills.
Okay, so I'm sure that's a very nice feeling. Here's a question for you. What do you want people to know most about you two?
I think from my point of view, I'd just like them to understand that, I mean, I like to think I'm special, but really, I'm not anything different, or Daryl and I are not anything different than anybody else out there, and what we've been able to achieve is very, very doable for anybody else. We've just got a technique and some information that was provided to us, and we just sat down and we applied it. And that's really open to anybody else out there as well.
That's a really good point, because my impression previously was that in order to make money on the internet, you needed to really be a techie geek type of person. You need to know all the ins and outs of, you know, computer stuff. And you can tell just by the words that I'm using that I have no clue. I still don't have a clue. So, you know, it really is all about following a good system, a good process. You really don't need to know a lot about the technology to make it work. It really is about having good marketing in place and really following a system. I guess if there's anything that is a bit different about us, that is that, you know, we had 15 years of experience in running a management consulting business and working with a lot of clients to help them improve their businesses, and a lot of that was about simply identifying, you know, what is the thing that if you do it, it's going to get you the furthest, the quickest, And then how do you actually implement that? How do you put that in place and work through the steps so that money pops out the end? And we've simply applied what we learned in that 15 years in consulting to our making money on the internet. And I guess that's what we really try and teach other people how to do, is to get that implementation part of the process working. Because it's all very well to know the theory, but if you don't have a good process to put it into practice, then it's only ever head knowledge and doesn't end up in your bank account.
Even better, you're a husband and wife team. Now, a lot of people, when they're earning the sort of money that you're earning, let's be honest about this, if you were earning $200,000, $300,000 a year, pretty much the company owns you. Now, in your situation, I know that's not the case because you, right now, you're actually speaking to me from your apartment on the Gold Coast in Australia.
Yeah, that's correct. We actually own the company, I suppose, in that way. But you're right. If you're earning decent money in a traditional sort of business, it generally means that you're working 7 days a week and working very hard, and that wasn't any different to us when we were in our consulting business. And what this has allowed us to have is a lifestyle which is our dream lifestyle, in the sense that we're sitting here, we're in Gold Coast, I'm 32 floors above the main beach here in Surfers Paradise. I'm looking out to the sea, it's a beautiful day, and I can do a little bit of work when I want to, and we're just talking about whether or not we go out for lunch later and what we got to do. So it's pretty fantastic, and as we're sitting talking here, we're making money. So
absolutely, it is amazing, and you can start to take it for granted after it happens for a few years, but really I try and make sure that doesn't happen to me, is that it's a very, very fortunate lifestyle, and you guys are certainly living it. Can I ask you, what do you find the easiest to sell on the internet?
It's definitely information. And I said that in my opening statement. It's information in a number of areas, and that information can be delivered in electronic format, either via an audio file or a PDF file, which is like a Word document or a book or something like that. But it's not so much what you're selling, but it's what the information does, and it generally solves a problem. And that's how we structure our system. It's all about finding a problem that a group of people are having and offering a solution for that and being able to provide that. Now, if you can provide solutions to problems for people, you'll never run out of money. That's basically it.
Well, that's a really good point. That's a really good tip, actually. If you can keep on providing solutions to problems, you'll always have a business. That's really what you're saying there.
Absolutely, and we went through a lot of trial and error when we first started to actually find out exactly what is the right thing that we should be selling. And what we've done is we've systematized that process, and now we have a six-step checklist that we use, and any time we come up with an idea where we think, hey, that's something that might sell, we simply run it through this six-step checklist. And that will very quickly tell us whether or not it's worth taking through to full production. So I guess one of the other things about selling on the internet is that you don't have to build the entire business and then wait for people to come in and buy. You can actually test any ideas that you have very quickly and very cheaply before you've built the information product, before you've even built your marketing materials. You can actually know whether or not it's worth putting the time and effort into. And that for us was really powerful, because we'd really only ever worked on traditional businesses where you do a bit of market research, but then you go build the prototype, you do all your marketing and you wait and see if it makes money, which is definitely, now I know, the hard way to do it.
Well, I'm sure that's quite reassuring for our listener to think, well, if I could actually copy what Andrew and Daryl are doing, then maybe I can actually have a much, much higher chance of success.
Well, that's what we're hoping. We've kind of, I guess, done all the hard work and made all the mistakes. And so what we have been doing recently is teaching people the system that we've developed, and that way sort of stopping them having to go through and make the same mistakes, the same costly mistakes that we did at the outset. And that seems to be working really well.
This is one of the things you've taught us, Brett, over the years, is, you know, don't reinvent the wheel. Look at something that's working and model yourself on that and do it. And, you know, with your copywriting, for example, you showed us the model on your methods and how to write a successful sales letter. The formula for what we do is pretty easy to follow, and I would suggest anybody who's ever thinking about getting into this area is just if you don't follow us, find somebody who's doing it successfully and just model on what they're doing. Don't have to reinvent the wheel. Don't try and be the groundbreaker. Just follow along behind people who've been successful. It's a lot easier and a lot quicker and a lot more profitable.
Okay, so true, so true. That is the fast track and that is the proven track. That's the way you actually, you know, this, it makes it so little downside and all upside. It means there's so little risk but so much chance of success. You're absolutely right there.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of risk in business. I'm really risk averse. And
well, let's think about it. When someone's actually, you know, deciding to start a business, let's say on the internet, the one thing that stops them is the fear. So what you're really saying is there's very little reason to have the fear on the internet, and I can certainly vouch for that, that it is the cheapest place to fail, so therefore the money issue is not even a problem.
Absolutely. I mean, from our consulting business, we've had experience with our clients and businesses who have done startup businesses in a traditional sense, and I mean, just think about it, like starting up a small restaurant or something like that and having to do a fit-out and hire staff and deal with all the health issues and the risk involved there, you're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars before you even get one client walk through the door.
Yeah, absolutely
and,
true.
And
yeah.
That's just a small little business, you know, mm. And on the internet, you just don't have that risk at all. It's fantastic. It's a great way of doing business, I reckon.
Yeah, fabulous. Okay, you guys are both talking very authoritatively about what you've done. So my question to you is, how do you know that what you're saying is true?
We've got the money in the bank. We've got the businesses that are actually doing it, you know, day in, day out. I was just having a look at it the first couple of weeks of 2007 while we're lying on the beach here. You know, I've got $8,500 sitting in my bank account. And, you know, that's the beginning of the year while everyone's still on holidays and you know, nothing else is happening.
And how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's powerful stuff, you know. Being able to spend time with our kids, I think, is something that's been really special for me, because while we had our 7-day-a-week business, we missed so many milestones with the kids. You know, we were just talking about that this morning, about the difference that this has made to us and the fact that we can spend time with the kids. You know, we spent a couple of months overseas recently and we took the kids with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, that for us is just a transformation.
And it's priceless. It's absolutely priceless. That's what you're actually working for at any one time, is to have more time or freedom. But you've got the business and the freedom all at the same time.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice to have a nice unit and a nice car and all that sort of stuff. But the really powerful stuff is just being able to spend time with your family, with your kids, and not miss that stuff while they're young. That's great.
Mm, very, very true.
The key word for me that you just said then is the freedom. I mean, the freedom to be your own boss and be where you want to be and do what you want to do. And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like earning money, but if I had to trade the freedom for the money, the money would be going first, you know. I really like the idea of freedom and being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
And yeah.
That's what this type of industry gives you, that freedom to be where you want to be. I can literally take my laptop in my bag and work from anywhere in the world.
Provided you can get internet connection.
Provided you can get internet.
But nothing compares with that. Nothing truly does compare if you're talking about freedom. And I'll even suggest that perhaps you are not coming to World Internet Summit to learn about the internet. What you're coming for is to learn what the internet can do for you, so that you can turn it into the lifestyle that perhaps you guys have done.
Absolutely.
That's 100% right.
Now, I want to ask you, what can this, our listener, expect to learn from you guys at World Internet Summit?
We are very much about showing people in detail what it is that we've done. I guess, again, it comes back to 15 years of consulting and being used to conveying information in a way that's easy for people to follow. And so the feedback that we tend to get when we speak at places like the World Internet Summit is that, you know, wow, really liked your presentation. It was so practical. You learned, you taught us a lot of really hands-on, practical, step-by-step stuff. And it was really inspiring. The other thing I think that people say to us is, you guys are just normal, you know, and hopefully that comes across. As Andrew said, we're not special, we're not anything different. You know, we're a couple of previously hardworking parents, and you know, nothing that we've done is anything that anyone else couldn't do. So hopefully that comes across to people at World Internet Summit.
Just from my point of view, you should walk away from the end of our presentation at the World Internet Summit knowing everything that we knew when we first started. We had all the information that we had when we first started to be successful. So we won't hold anything back. You'll get the full system that we apply will be laid out in front of you, and you know, and you'll be able to take that away and be successful with that.
Yeah, but it all sounds too good to be true. It all sounds like, oh, it's okay for Andrew and Daryl. You know, you're two or three years on. It all sounds, you know, I'm sure you can do it. But I'm sitting here. I'm an absolute beginner. Can I actually do it? Can I really do it?
Well, the only if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, I suppose. The only thing I can say to you is that at the start we were beginners. I still can't put up a website. I can attest to that.
He has no clue. I'm not much.
So hold on. You're earning this sort of money on the internet. You've got this freedom in your lifestyle, and yet you can't put up a web page.
That's right. I have a number of websites, and if I had to put up a web page, I really don't know how to do it. I decided that I don't want to learn that. I'll just get somebody to do it for me, and that's the simple way to do it for me.
That's got to be reassuring for our listener.
I'm not saying don't do it if you want to learn how to do it. I know, Brett, you're pretty skillful at that stuff, but...
Well, it's nice to have the choice, though, right?
That's right, yeah. And
you know, when we started, we had a friend who was studying IT at university, and we said, can you do this for us? And he said, yeah, sure, you know, $20 in a couple of hours, and I'll do it for you. That relationship's grown, and he's now working for us full-time, which is nice. But we actually give anyone who decides that they'd like us to teach them how to do what we did gets access to our computer tech to do stuff for them. So
I'm sure our listener right now, by chance, maybe our listener, doesn't know how to create a web page, and it might be their first excuse, and they might actually be saying, you know what, oh, well, I'm not even going to bother going along because I can't design a website anyway, so I don't even want to know how to. But surely, by what you're saying, it means there is now a second chance.
Don't let it hold you back.
Exactly right. Look, the best way it was explained to me when I first learnt this stuff is to look at the internet as just another media. It's like if I was to show you how to do stuff by placing ads in the newspaper, you wouldn't turn around and say, "Well, I don't know how to use a newspaper." It's just the same. It's just a different media, and don't be daunted by it or anything like that. It's quite simple once people sit down and show you, and that's what the World Internet Summit's about. It steps you through a lot of this information and gives you the knowledge you need to get started. And you know, it's a great journey if you want to take that step.
Yeah, great advice. I'm looking forward to seeing your presentation at World Internet Summit as well. Last word for our listener.
You just got to get yourself there. If making money while you sleep is of interest to you, and having a passive income, I suppose, if that's of interest to you, don't miss one of the most exciting industries out there at the moment, which is the internet, and giving you some of the best opportunities that currently exist. That's my point of view on it. What do you think?
Absolutely. I was just thinking the last World Internet Summit that we went to, we actually added up the money that we made based on what we learned from that, and I think we tracked it down to just over $100,000 that we made from direct things that we learned at that World Internet Summit. So, you know, sometimes it only takes one or two little ideas, and it's just magnifies. So
very true. Yeah, well, and that's amazing. So that's definitely worth your while. So thank you for sharing that. Look forward to seeing you at the event. And of course, if our listener wants to meet you at the event, they can do that too, can't they? You're not just going to be up on stage and then you whisk off somewhere.
Oh no, we love to meet people. We'll talk your ear off if you come and find us.
Oh, you've got to remember, we're going there to learn as well. We love going along and hearing what other people have to say. I mean, we've been doing it for a few years now, and we're there to learn and meet people and be a part of the event, not just sit there and talk and that's it. So if you're listening to this and you see us at the summit, make sure that you come up and make yourself known to us, and we'd love to meet you.
Great. Can't wait, guys. See you then.
Thanks, Brett.
See you, Brett. Bye-bye.